good evening. I'd like to call to order the Kituit Fire District Bylaws Committee meeting. It is September 26th, 2018, at 5:30 in the afternoon. If everybody could please identify themselves.
Penny Levert.
Mark Robinson, Water Commission.
Lisa Mycock-Kelly, Prudential.
Mimi McConnell, at large.
Kevin Conley, Fire Commissioner.
And I'd just like to note that Amy Cates is recording the meeting this evening. As the initial chair per the bylaws, I first of all would like to ask if anybody has any thoughts or selection for a chairperson for the committee this year.
I nominate Lisa Mycock.
I second it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So passed. We also need a clerk for the meetings.
I nominate Mimi.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm just puzzled. We've never had one. So what does this entail?
Never had a clerk? Just to make
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Lori Hadley for years, and then who did it last year?
Did you?
No, I did not.
I didn't. And I'm not volunteering.
If it's to sign the minutes as opposed to transcribing minutes?
The minutes are transcribed for us. We're recording this evening. I think that it's important to take some notes as the clerk in the event that the transcription doesn't come out
sure.
completely. But that is the main.
I'll volunteer to be clerk for you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Don't know that we had to vote on a volunteer. So this is my first year on the Bylaws Committee, and I know that we have two at-large members have sat on the committee for at least the last year or so. I don't know if maybe you could bring us up to speed on some of the bylaws that may still need tweaking or additions or changes that you discussed last year. I'm familiar with one that we dealt with at the end of the year that I did put on the agenda for this evening, but what were some of the matters that were discussed at last year's meetings?
Well, the biggest one that was introduced but no action was taken as more time was needed were several items from the Water Department. Mm-hmm. You may have that in hand. I don't have a copy, but it's somewhat complicated, and it really needed more time, so we did not push it through. I think it's going to take some careful work on our parts to understand it totally, what the implications are according to the laws that govern us. And that may be our major work for the year. There's no way to tell if any further suggestions come forth. But Mark is probably going to be the key person here to bring in the changes that have been suggested.
Is this regarding the stabilization the improvement
section
fund?
Yes, this is
capital fund.
For the record, we're referring to Article 9, Section 5, was at issue last year, and as has been mentioned, no action was taken at that time. And it has to do with funding a fund. I don't know if you're familiar with it. This is the section just.
This is what Victor, I think, was starting to promote. Mm-hmm. His term ended this spring. He's volunteered to come back and help us with it. So, as I understand it, it has to do with funding an account that hadn't been funded or hadn't been set up to receive funds. I'm not exactly sure. So he was going to come and educate the Water Commission, so that I could sound a little more knowledgeable about it, but that hasn't happened yet.
I know one of the concerns was that this particular fund was going to be funded with just the basic use charges that are assessed by the Water Department for in the new connections, and I don't believe there was a significant amount of money being significant revenue being generated by those, because there aren't that many new connections in the village anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty much built mm-hmm. out. So I think it was, from my recollection of my little knowledge, it was very cumbersome for our treasurer to have to track these particular funds since they weren't of any large amount. I think it was, I can't even tell you, we'd have to ask the treasurer exactly how much on average is generated each year from the new connections.
If this is something the committee would like more information on, I'd be happy to bring that to the next meeting.
Through the chair, is that the proposal that was placed on a bid?
I don't think there was a proposal, Mimi. We merely discussed it and didn't have enough information.
Right.
We postponed it until the next meeting.
Yes. Victor read it, and I didn't have any written account of it, so I wasn't sure if we got one.
This is not the proposal that I have in hand. This is just a copy of the particular section that I knew had been addressed in last year's bylaws.
Yeah.
I think it was tabled before.
Yes, it was.
Right.
There was any other action on it.
Well, I don't think we can go any further on it until we get more information from the Water Department, can we?
Not at this time.
No.
I think we also might want to ask our treasurer exactly. Well, I guess the Water Department give us that information. You know, how much monies are we talking that are generated pursuant to the services that are specifically set forth in Section 5? I don't think I think my recollection again from last year was that we're looking more towards some type of ongoing forestry management idea as opposed to, that would need a lot more funding than what we would be getting out of setting up a cumbersome account.
I think the account is already set up, isn't it?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. We'd have to ask our treasurer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. Well, yes, there was an aspect also of modifying their own powers, their own ability to look after the properties that belong to the Water Department. So that gets pretty complicated.
Right, through the forestry management. Yeah. Had Vic been able to provide any during last year's meetings? I'm not privy to any handouts or any information that he may have put together prior to his expiration of his term?
No, he came and sat there and did not participate in the meeting as such, but he then presented the outline of what they were hoping to do or proposing to do, and he himself ask us to be patient until they had more work done on it before it ever came to discussion.
Okay. Madam Chair, there are minutes for this bylaw committee from last spring. Maybe I could review those as well as talk to Victor and
I will as well.
Tom and Chris at the Water Department so I can get up to speed on that.
Okay, great.
There's no current proposal to do forestry management, although some inventory work was done, as I understand it.
Okay. Were there any other bylaws that maybe weren't discussed last year but have come to anybody's attention that we need to address?
No?
Maybe short and sweet.
There was a question. It's not an actionable thing. It was just a question about our keeping ourselves up to date on the latest permutation of the bylaws, because some of us were working with an outdated set. And in one case, amendments to the bylaws that had been made were not reflected in what we were using, and which were not yet available. So Charlie did correct all those. They are now in the proper format. But I think we all need to be sure we're looking at the right document.
Yes, my bylaws are updated through May 31st, 2017. I believe is the most current.
And we can offload them from the town.
Town, yeah.
I think we all need to do that if we haven't already.
Okay.
Can you get them from the town website up to date?
I can get them, and I can scan them and email them to the
okay.
to the committee members so that we're all working off the same.
That is okay. Good.
That would be very helpful.
Now that I have everybody's emails. So anything further to discuss this evening?
Not as far as I'm concerned.
Seeing nothing further, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.